as we bring you coverage from the Oklahoma State Fair, I'm Leslie Smith as we check out the winery section, I guess, if you will. And we're joined by Karen Stoball. She's with Whispering Meadows Vineyards and Winery from McAllister. And first off, Karen, how many years have you been exhibiting here at the Oklahoma State Fair?
Our presence here at the Oklahoma State Fair has been since 2007. And going forward, it's definitely been a great experience. It gives Oklahoma wines wonderful exposure, brings our product to a lot of different people that we can't always get to see when we're just at the winery.
You know, the State Fair consumer, what are they interested in right now?
I think a lot of the Oklahoma drinkers are gravitating towards sweet wines, but obviously we produce 17 different varietals, and we do a mix of both dry and sweet. A lot of your beginning drinkers and the new consumer tend to gravitate, like I said, more towards a little sweeter start, and then their palate seems to move over to drier as they progress.
It's your booth, as well as many others, that there's a lot of frozen wines, wineritas, I guess is a slang term being used. Is that kind of a new and emerging thing within the wine industry?
No, it's kind of a little trend right now. It's our take on, say, a frozen margarita or sangria or something like that. We actually produce all of ours with wine rather than tequila or other spirits. We typically use wine in everything that we do, and it's like an adult smoothie.
And how have those gone over at the State Fair?
They've gone very well, very well. People really enjoy those. They like to come to the wine garden, have a winerita, taste wine, and then they savor the moment, decide what they want to take home. We also sell kits that they can take those home and make them in their own blender. So it's just a really neat wine experience, and those are popular with people that are just beginning to explore wine.
And I guess, are we seeing a lot of that, just kind of new people kind of maybe gravitating towards wine that haven't been before?
I think so. It's not really, grape growing is not a new industry in Oklahoma. It's been done since before Prohibition, but the winery laws are definitely changing, and going forward we're getting a little bit of break back from the legislature to really move forward. Wineries and vineyards in Oklahoma bring a lot of tourism to our state, just like California, Napa Valley, Sonoma. Texas is really starting to move forward. In Oklahoma, we're running to catch up, but we're getting there. We're definitely getting there. The quality of our wines have came up tremendously over the last several years. There's a small amount of us that are doing the majority of the production, but we have over 60 wineries in the state now, and we're very proud of that.
Well, we appreciate the time as we've been joined by Karen Stoball. She's with Whispering Meadows Vineyards and Winery from McAllister as we bring you coverage from the Oklahoma State Fair. I'm Leslie Smith.